الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وعصيلا صدق الله العظيم My dear respected elders and brothers, in the ayat which I have recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the believers to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. And Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, remember Allah ta'ala excessively and in abundance. You and I, we sometimes refer to this as zikr, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is undoubtedly one of the greatest aspects that you and I are supposed to fulfill. Allah ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ The remembrance of Allah ta'ala is the greatest. It is the origin of all our ibadat and devotion. Zikr and remembrance of Allah is the origin of all our ibadat and devotion. Hence Allah ta'ala says, وَعَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي Establish salat for my remembrance. Why do you establish salat? You establish salat for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, you remember Allah in the postures. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us how to make namaz. But the origin behind it is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Zakat we give is to spend something that is beloved to you for the sake of Allah. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ You can't achieve closeness to Allah until you spend of that which you love. Fasting, you curb your passions and your desires for the sake of Allah. As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih. So fasting is for me, says Allah Ta'ala, and I will reward the person. And Hajj, you remember Allah by going to the symbolic house of Allah. Walillahi ala nasi hijjul bayt. And to Allah is this requirement that you owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make Hajj of the Baytullah. So all our ibadat, the origin behind it is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And brothers, even more than that, or even I won't say more than that, but part of that is that the world is in existence because of the remembrance of Allah. We can say this with an oath. That Allah Ta'ala will keep the world in existence as long as there is remembrance of Allah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in a hadith, as long as there is a person who takes the name of Allah, Qiyamah won't come. Qiyamah won't come until there is one person saying Allah. The day there is no one saying Allah, that is the day Allah will bring Qiyamah. That tells us the more greater the remembrance of Allah, the lesser the calamities from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the lesser it is, the lesser the zikr of Almighty Allah, the greater the calamity. Thus, if there is no one taking Allah's name, the greatest calamity will come and that will be Qiyamah. So this is zikr of Almighty Allah. But however, before we even talk about other aspects of zikr of Almighty Allah, remembrance of Allah, what is zikr? And ask different people will give you different definitions. And maybe they are part of the overall definition of remembrance of Allah. To many people, zikr would be the rhythmic chanting of the name of Allah, which is prescribed by certain Sufi orders. Allah, Allah, or La ilaha illallah. You know, Bara Tasbih, 12 times. Now this is a valid way of remembering Allah if it is done within the prescribed limits. Within the prescribed limits, it's a valid way of remembering Allah. For those people who are associated to a Sufi order and it is a genuine Sufi and a genuine Sheikh who tells them to remember Allah in this way with limitations, it is a valid way of remembering Allah. It is part of zikr of Almighty Allah. It is not the entire zikrullah, but it is part of remembering Allah. Another way of remembering Allah is to take the name of Allah repeatedly. And either take the name of Allah or take the name of Allah's attributes. This is a highly desirable way of remembering Allah. Very desirable way of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By taking the name of Allah in various ways. Taking the attributes of Allah. Subhanallah. And then the last hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Kalimatani, Habibatani, Ilar Rahman, Thaqilatani, Filmizan, Khafifatani, Alal Lisan. Two kalimas, two sentences. Very heavy on the scale of good deeds. Very beloved to Allah. Allah loves these two kalimas. And very easy to pronounce. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Say Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Look at the beauty and the virtue of it. In another hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day told the Sahaba that Nujaddidu imanakum. O Sahaba, from time to time, you must renew your iman. Sahaba said, Kaifa Nujaddidu imanana ya Rasulullah? Ya Rasulullah, how do we renew our iman? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Akthiru bi qawli la ilaha illallah. Recite la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah abundantly. You are renewing your iman. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates a hadith which is a Shaykh al hadith. Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has made mention in Fazail al-Zikr that Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in front of Allah Ta'ala there is a special pillar, imad. And when that particular pillar, when a person says La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah in this world, the pillar starts shaking. Ihtazza lahu al-amud. That pillar starts shaking. And Allah Ta'ala says, O pillar, remain calm. Remain. Why are you shaking? Unnecessary. Remain calm. And the pillar says, Ya Allah, how can I remain calm? A banda, he says, La ilaha illallah, and you still haven't forgiven him. The banda and the bondsman and the servant had said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and you still haven't announced and proclaimed his forgiveness. And then Allah Ta'ala says, O pillar, remain calm. I have forgiven the person. Then it remains calm. So we find repeating the name of Allah Ta'ala, the attributes of Allah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, it's also a very desirable and also, let me say, a very enjoyable way of remembering Allah. For people who love Allah, it is a very beautiful way of remembering Allah. So another way of remembering Allah is this particular way of repeating the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third, and maybe perhaps the overall consideration in remembering Allah, is the correct human response to any given situation you find yourself. The correct human response to any given situation. That is zikr of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me give an example and an incident. Very famous incident. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to test people. He used to see the pulse of people to see how they are in the iman, in their morality, in their deen. So one day he went and he was on the outskirts of the city when he came to a shepherd who was looking after the sheep. And when he came to that particular shepherd, he asked him, I am very hungry and thirsty. Give me the milk from the sheep that you are tending. He said, I am not the owner. I can't give it to you. I have to take the permission of the owner. Umar radiallahu anhu said, what are you worried? If you have to take the milk, the owner will know nothing about it. The owner will know nothing. I can give you something. You will benefit materially. I will also satisfy and satiate my hunger and my thirst. And no one will lose. Everyone will gain. A win-win situation. And he turned up and he looked up towards the sky and he pointed towards the heaven and said, Fa'in Allah. What about Allah in this whole equation? What about Allah in this whole equation? The owner won't know. Allah will know. This was the spontaneous reaction of a mu'min and a believer in such a situation. So Allah's remembrance is at the correct human response in any given situation. You are about to sign a deal. The deal will fetch you millions. The deal will fetch you a great amount of material benefit. But it's against the commands of Allah. And just when you are about to sign, you say, no, I can't sign. This is against the commands of Allah. It involves interest. You remove your pen. You don't sign. Wallahi al-Azim, that is the most, one of the most desirable ways of remembering Allah. You are in the marketplaces. Your eyes go upon a woman that catches your fancy. You find her attractive. You are about to look at her again and you say, "Ma Allah says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُذُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ." Tell the believing men that they must put their gazes down. You put your gaze down. Wallahi, my dear respected brothers, that is zikr of Almighty Allah. That is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The correct human response at any given situation is zikr of Almighty Allah. Now when you look at that particular definition, you see how Allah ta'ala says, that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, Yathkurullah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Yathkurullah ala kulli ahyani. He used to remember Allah at all situations. Never was a situation that I can forget Allah. Never mind Allah now. You know, in this particular wedding, never mind Allah. I'll do it according to my desires. I'm in a picnic. I'm in a particular holiday. Never mind Allah. No. Yathkurullah ala kulli ahyani. He remembered Allah at all situations. Allah Ta'ala says about those people who are intelligent. Intelligent. Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal-ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan-nahar la'ayatin li'ulil albab. In the creation of the heavens and earth, in the changing of the day and night, night following the day and day following, there are signs for people who are intelligent. Who are they? Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa 'ala junubihim. They remember Allah when standing, they remember Allah when sitting, they remember Allah when sleeping, they remember Allah at all times. That is now zikr. And that type of zikr, my dear respected brothers, it has tremendous benefits. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Fadhkuruni yadhkurkum, remember me, I will remember you. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, whenever you remember Allah in silence, Allah Ta'ala remember you in a gathering. Allah Ta'ala remember you in silence. If you remember Allah in a gathering, Allah remembers you in a better gathering than the gathering you have remembered Allah. If you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one span length, Allah Ta'ala comes to you an arm's length. You come to Allah walking, Allah comes to you running. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember Allah, Allah will remember you. There are many benefits with regard to this. But now together with the benefits, let us look at the opposite. The opposite of remembrance of Allah is not to remember Allah. And that represents the greatest fault of the human being, to not to remember Allah. And that, unfortunately, is the hallmark today of the civilization that is dominant in the world, the Western civilization. And I'm not saying it, some people who have gone through the civilization, they have made mention with regard to it. I will give you an example. Person who has written, you know, some time back on this particular thing in quite detail has been the former Pakistani cricketer Imran Khan. Now, I'm not quoting him as an authority in Islam. By his own admission, he won't be an authority on Islam. But he went through the Western civilization. And when he came to realize this, he says, the greatest fault of the Western civilization is in their quest to free themselves from the oppression of their clergy, the Western clergy. And of course, the church, especially in the Inquisition, etc., played a very oppressive role. And he said, in their quest to free themselves from the oppression of the clergy, they have forgotten Allah. They have forgotten God in their society. And then he goes on to make mention of the harms. Their family life is broken. They don't know where they are going. And then he says that, oh, if you can, science, despite all its progress, there are two things it can never answer. Why are you in existence? And what will happen to you after you die? With all its progress, it can't give this. That answer will only come from religion. That answer will only come if you attach yourself to Allah. And until you don't do that, you will never find purpose in your life. You will never find in any way contentment in your life. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'inul qulub. In the remembrance of Allah will hearts find contentment. In the remembrance of Allah will hearts find content. And then Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Nadwi rahimahullah, in his book Islam in the World, really a fantastic read, where he talks about the civilizations of the past, how they raised, how they fell. What was the means of how they came up, how they fell down. And then he talks about the Western civilization. He says the greatest fault of it is they have forgotten Allah. He says even they don't like Allah's remembrance to spoil their fun. Sometimes we also get caught up in that. And he gives an example of a newspaper article in the World War II. He say when there used to be air raid sirens in London, he say one occasion a journalist was in a cinema and an air raid siren came and he said everyone must go into the bunker. Go into those places where you will save yourself from the bombing of the airstrikes. And people said, why should we do so? We are enjoying the film, let us continue enjoying it. So he said, even at that time, at the risk of death, they said, no, don't spoil our fun. Forget everything else. He said, we also have become, because of the dominant civilization, we also have now become, you know, forgetful of Allah. And brothers, the reality of it is, you can never be successful if you are oblivious to Allah in any situation in your life. And unfortunately, there are certain situations where we feel Allah has nothing to do in this situation. When we make money, for example. No, don't tell me about Allah's command here. Business is business. Or when I'm in a happy mood, happiness is happiness. Don't tell me about Allah. Or certain situations, you can never be happy if you disregard Allah. And many a times, more and more we are seeing, we are becoming oblivious of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala has used certain words to describe people who forget Allah. Look at this particular passage in the Holy Quran in the 9th Supara. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَعْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. Allah will fill Jahannam with human beings and jinnat. What will be they attribute? What will be their fault? They had hearts, but they didn't remember Allah. They had eyes, they didn't see the signs of Allah. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. They had ears, they didn't remember the reminder of Allah. Huh? They didn't. Quran sunkar ungte hai, kawali sunkar jumte hai. When a Quran comes, they sleep. When music comes, they start dancing. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. They are neglectful of Allah. Therefore, they will go in Jahannam. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. They were neglectful of Allah. Allah Ta'ala in another place uses the word i'raad. I'raad means to be indifferent to Allah. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ذَنْكَ. Whoever is indifferent to Allah, Allah will make his worldly life straitened and difficult. Allah in another word uses the word nisyan. وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. He who forgets Allah. The word nisyan means forgetfulness. He who forgets Allah forgets his own self. Do not be like those. وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. And another place in the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala uses the word وَمَنْ يَعْشُ. Whoever forgets the remembrance of Allah, نُقَيِّذْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا. Allah appoints a shaitan who becomes his companion. Four words I've used. There are many other words. Ghaflat, neglectful of Allah. Being neglectful of Allah. I'rad, indifference to Allah. Nisyan, forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ. A person who forgets the remembrance of Allah. In reality, we can't afford a moment where we forget, or we are indifferent, or we are neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, we must always make this dua. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa used to make this dua. The sahaba said, after every salat, Allahumma inni ala dhikrika. Oh Allah, help me in remembering you. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika. I've given the definition of zikr. I've given some of the benefits. And I've given you with regard to the opposite. May Allah Ta'ala make us amongst those who remember Allah constantly. At all times. In form, whether it be through the means of remembering Allah with our tongue, or in our attitude, or in our life. And may Allah Ta'ala keep us away from nisyan and forgetfulness and indifference to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.